Kuch lamen av zepay im cholo mila betaynes sibo mispal mislichas from vide ve'ein noyfen apneim. If a bris mila in the shul on the day of a fast day, same thing says Mr. Bruf is the chosin there. We do say slichas, we do say vidui, but we don't say tachnin and we don't say murachim. And also makach at the end of the slichas b'shachris. There were certain places that had a minute to say Buracha by every time. Nowadays we only say it every Monday and Thursday, but even so, it says the first Mila, you don't say. Siv Vav Nogu Shalalipal Alpanein B'tu Ba'ov. There's a minute not to say Tachlan on Tu Ba'ov, V'loi B'tu B'Shvat, on Tu B'Shvat. There's a minute to eat Peiris on Tu B'Shvat, V'loi B'Shvedish, V'loi B'Mincha Shalafonov, not a minute before that. Mishavu points out, Lefonov is Lashon Yochid. It's mashma only in Rosh Chodesh. Do you not say and Mincha beforehand? But the minig is every day that we do not say Tachlan in the day because it's a Yontif, we also do not say and Mincha beforehand. The exception is those who do not say Tachlan on Pesach Sheni, they do say Tachlan on beforehand. Pesach Sheni is not mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. It's one of the days we do not say Tachlan, but there are others, and many people have the minig not to say Tachlan. We also don't say Tachlan on Chanukah. We say the minig is on all of the Yom Tov that we don't say Tachlan, the minig before, and you also don't. But Purim, Einot Mapneim, and Purim we don't say Tachlan also. And also, when it's a Shana Mubet, a leap year, then you Dalet and says Vov of the first Adar also we don't say Tachlan. And on the second Tachlan also, whether in Yerushalayim or out of Yerushalayim, you don't say Tachlan on both days. Kramo says, like Vayimei Noichlim, also like Vayimei, we don't say Tachlan, Erev Yom Kippei Noichlim, Vachem Erev Shoshona, Afilu Shachris. Yom Kippei Roshona, it's also Yom Tziv Zayin. Minik Pasha Shaloi Pirof Neim, Bechol Chodesh Nis. So we made, since the entire month of Nisan, we do not say Tachlan, the discussion of Erev Yom Tziv is not relevant. Saying it. V'loi b'tisha b'av, we don't say Tachman, v'loi b'yom kippurin, v'loi b'yom kippur l'sukis. Between Yom Kippur and Sukkis, we also don't say Tachman. So the discussion of saying Tachman and Erev Sukkis is not relevant either. V'loi b'tchirs v'shchodi Sivan ad achar Shavuos. In the beginning of Sivan, say after Shavuos, also we don't say Tachman. So the same thing applies to that. Obviously, Erev should say Tachman. Mishabur says that all these days we do not say Tachman, we do say Lam Natzeach, except for a Shchodish, Chanukah, Purim, Erev Pesach, Erev Yom Kippur, and Tisha B'Av, and also Purim Kof. But every day we say Lam Tzeach, we also say Keler Chapayim before the laying. As far as after Shavuos, the Ramah said you don't say Tachlan until Shavuos, and the Mishavur brings the people that have the meaning that also 6 days after Shavuos they don't say Tachlan, because the Kabbonis of Shavuos could be brought till the seventh day Shavuos, 6 days after Shavuos, the meaning here in Eretz Yisrael. Sivches, Einod Mechoshev. Okay, thank you.